Good morning, Colorado. You're listening to the Daily Sun Up with the Colorado Sun. It's Friday, April 29th. Today, water providers in Eagle County have been pushed to pursue a new strategic water reserve. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors at Denver Startup Week. Denver Startup Week is the largest free entrepreneurial event of its kind, and it's coming back in person on September 19th through 23rd. Want to share your ideas or the next big thing? Now's your chance. Session submissions are now open. Learn more about how to get involved as a speaker, volunteer, or sponsor at www.denverstartupweek.org. Now, let's go back in time with some Colorado history. On this date in 1922, a special session of the General Assembly adjourned after approving one of the state's greatest legislative compromises. In exchange for flood control appropriations in the wake of Pueblo's inundation the previous summer, southern Colorado politicians agreed to support a long-debated tunnel under the Continental Divide. The goal was to enable rail transportation west from Denver into the Rocky Mountains. Banker David Moffett had founded the Denver, Northwestern, and Pacific Railroad in 1902 to fulfill Denver's decades-long dream of a westward railroad outlet. The Moffett Road crested the Continental Divide at Rollins Pass and built toward lucrative coal deposits in northwestern Colorado. But by 1913, the new owners of the railroad had run out of money, and the Moffett Road struggled to turn a profit. At that point, northern Colorado politicians lobbied for state aid to build a tunnel to make year-round travel feasible. They made little headway against southern Colorado's entrenched railroad interests. But the Pueblo flood in 1921 opened the door for a deal. Governor Shoup declared of the compromise, quote, "No measures passed by any other legislative session mean as much, directly and indirectly, to the state as do these two bills." Next, our feature story. The impacts of climate change have pushed water providers in Eagle County to pursue a new strategic water reserve. Officials said they need the extra water supply in case of an emergency amid fears of an increasing water scarcity. Now, two agencies have purchased a 45-acre plot of land that sits at the south end of Minturn to hold the new stash of water. Colorado Sun reporter Chris Outcault has the story.
Good morning, Chris. Thank you for joining me on this podcast today.
Good morning, Tatiana. Thank you for having me.
So, Eagle County officials are concerned about water scarcity, and they're planning ahead by pursuing a new water reserve. Can you tell us about that plan? How will it work, and where will the water be stored?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, all these water folks who are tasked with managing water for different communities are big into, like, modeling. And so they've got all these fancy models and computer systems that can help them predict what kind of water they might need in the future. And the folks in Eagle County recently had been taking a look at that modeling and felt like, at least in the case of a potentially really dry year, that maybe they were a little bit short just on total supply. So they'd been looking at different options for a long time and finally kind of settled on a place that was the site of an old reservoir, actually, in Minturn. And they're looking at pursuing construction of a new, smaller reservoir there and dam that would be kind of an emergency supply of water for them going into the future.
How much water will be stored and how much will it help local residents?
So the project that they're pursuing is about 1,200 acre feet of water, and it's going to help in a few different ways, the way that they're looking at it. Both the town of Minturn, it's kind of a collab deal. So the town of Minturn is going to get a little bit of water. And we spoke to the mayor of Minturn for this piece, and he was talking about how this is really kind of an integral thing for them. That's a pretty small community, and he said they're not really looking at growing, you know, by leaps and bounds, but they do need to add some housing supply, and they're looking at doing that in kind of a limited way, and that a little bit of this water will help with that. And then for the two water providers in Eagle County, this is really viewed as kind of like a sort of like a strategic long-term reserve plot of water. So something that they can feel good about having if things get particularly dry or, you know, whatever the case may be, sort of this, like we describe it in the piece, is kind of this like break glass in case of emergency pot of water. So that's kind of how they're viewing it for themselves.
This is partly stemming from a scare that happened in 2002 when there was an extreme dry spell, you say in your story. Could you tell us about that and how it relates to this new project?
Yeah, so if you spend any time talking to folks who deal with water around the state, which you don't have to do, I do that for you. But when I spend time talking to them, 2002 is kind of this like really sort of scary, catastrophic year. It often comes up in conversations about sort of the driest years. And as I was talking about earlier with the modeling, the folks in Euclid County were, when they were looking at their modeling, seemed to have in mind like, okay, what would we do if we were in a 2002 type scenario where things are very, very dry? And when they were looking at that, they just felt like it was sort of cutting it too close as far as having enough water. So that year, at least for them, was sort of a benchmark of, or one benchmark to look at to say, okay, you know, if it gets as bad as it was in this year, let's make sure we have enough water. And adding this Bolts Lake project would help them do that.
You have a quote in your story about how experts have known about climate change for two decades, and they're already seeing some of the effects of it. What are some real life examples of how climate change is already affecting Colorado from your reporting?
Well, one of the things they were talking about in this piece, the woman who manages the water district in Eagle County was talking about how the soil moisture situation in Colorado is really seen, they've really seen a big impact from that. So the soil has been so dry over the last couple of years that even if you have typically snowpack that's sort of maybe average or around average or even slightly below, because the soil has been so dry, it's just sucking up a lot of that snowpack and it's not making it all the way into the rivers and streams. And so that was one of the examples that they were kind of looking at as far as the effects of climate change that they were seeing. And then so as far as looking at just other things where we see the impact here, I mean, the Colorado River is something that we spend a lot of time reporting on and learning about and trying to convey the importance of to our readers. And, you know, that system, that river, which originally, you know, headwaters are here in Colorado, there's about 40 million people that rely on that in some way for municipal use. And there's several million acres of irrigated agriculture that uses that water. And so that there's just not as much in the river as there used to be. And part of that is related to climate change. There was a recent study that came out from some scientists who looked at the current drought period and studied tree ring data to try to get a context for how dry this last basically 20-year period has been. And that research led them to publish a study that said it was the driest of the last 1,200 years, and that climate change was a contributing factor to how severe the current drought has been. So it's definitely having an impact, and it's definitely something we will continue to try to learn about and report on for readers and listeners.
Indeed. Thank you for joining me, and thanks for your time and reporting.
Thanks, Tatiana.
For more on this story, visit us at coloradosun.com. Finally, here are a few stories that you should know about today. There are more than 50 search and rescue teams in Colorado, and most have seen dramatic increases in recent calls for help. Last year, Colorado lawmakers funded a task force to study how the state can better support those volunteers who donate 200 to 400 hours per year for rescue missions and training. New legislation based on that task force's recommendations will shift Colorado's search and rescue operations from the Department of Local Affairs to Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Senate Bill 168 will also move the state's search and rescue fund over to CPW, immunize rescuers from civil lawsuits, and provide disability benefits to rescuers injured during a mission. A Denver judge on Wednesday rejected an effort to end a state senator's primary bid to challenge U.S. Representative Lauren Boebert. State Senator Don Corum, a Montrose Republican, will now face Boebert on the June 28th primary ballot. A lawsuit alleged that 390 of the 1,568 petition signatures submitted by Corum were flawed. Denver District Court Judge Alex Myers found that only 19 of the signatures should have been rejected, not enough to disqualify Corum from the primary. a controversial plan to turn a now-vacant rural campus that previously housed teens in the criminal justice and foster care systems into a recovery campus for homeless people passed its first Capitol hearing on Monday. A committee voted 4-3 to advance the measure, despite festering questions about why Governor Jared Polis's administration shut down the youth center in the first place. The proposal is to use $45 million in federal pandemic relief funds to repurpose the campus east of Denver in the fields of Watkins as a place where people who are homeless could live for up to 2 years while receiving mental health treatment and job training. For more information on all these stories, visit our website, www.coloradosun.com. And don't forget to tune in again on Monday. Now, a quick message from our editor.
I'm Larry Rickman, editor and co-founder of the Colorado Sun. The Sun is a public benefit corporation, and we rely on the support of listeners and readers like you to produce the nonpartisan, in-depth news that Colorado needs and deserves. Please consider becoming a Sun member for just $5 a month. Learn more at coloradosun.com. Thanks.